Recordings are now started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the IGO-INGO-CRP Working Group call on the 15th of December, 2016. On the call today, we have George Kariokas, Mason Cole, Tedder Rangforth, Philip Corwin, Jay Chapman, David Maher. We have no listed apologies for today's meeting. From staff, we have Mary Wong, Steve Chan, and Dennis Cheng, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. With this, I'll turn it back over to Phil Corwin. Please begin.
Thank you. Phil here. I'll be chairing today's call. I note six participants, committee members in the chat room, and I'm getting
it.
Could someone mute their phone, please, or shut off
and
their
speaker? And we're finding the echo.
Okay. Is there anyone who's just joined us by phone who is not in the chat room?
And okay. Phil, this is Carrie. Everyone on the phone is also on the Adobe Connect.
Okay, great. Okay, so basically, and let me start by, we're not at the end of the journey yet, but we're at the final stage here, and I just want to thank my co-chair, Petter, and thank all the members of the working group are on today, as well as those who are not, for sticking with this project and bringing us this far and producing a piece of work that I think we can all be very proud of. It's we know there'll be some people who will disagree with some of our recommendations, but I don't think anyone will be able to charge that we haven't done a very thorough and well-reasoned job here. And so I just want to take this opportunity to thank my co-chair, Petter, and all the members of the working group for getting us to this stage. We have now before us a 91-page draft of a preliminary final report and recommendations. Just joking with staff, once we insert the charter and some other stuff, we may hit the 100-page mark. So it's a hefty piece of work. I must confess, I have not had a chance to review everything that's been added since last week to this report. So I think we should use this, for those who have reviewed it, this draft and have comments on it, let's use this call to raise any questions or concerns or highlight any issues. And then I think we should, I would propose that we set a final date for feedback from members of the working group to make any changes or suggest any changes in the text. And we can, you know, maybe the end of next week, something like that, right before Christmas. And then with the understanding that once, you know, the week after Christmas or early in the week after New Year's, we're going to lock this down and set a projected date for publishing it in early January. There's no sense rushing to publish it during the holidays. I think that'd be a disservice to the community with all the members who are distracted and doing more important things, so like being with family over the holidays. But put it out early in January for the 40-day comment period, and then we probably may not have a final report to council by the Copenhagen meeting, but that's okay. We can have a face-to-face in Copenhagen for final comments on the report, if that's the case, and then send it to council right after Copenhagen. So with that, let me start the discussion. The only thing I wanted to point out from the contributions I have made to this draft is that I put in some rather extensive language, which I see staff has slightly edited, that begins at page 24, which I thought that it was important not just to reference the prior documents and materials that we reviewed in the course of our work, but to say something about each of them, because we couldn't expect people reading this report to go and look at all of those and see what was important in there. So what I put there is a summary of the salient points, which I think illustrates that we reached our conclusions with a background of a bunch of different reports which had reached varying conclusions and even had some contradictory conclusions within them. So to make clear that we had built on prior work, but the prior work did not dictate our final recommendations. I will stop there. I see George's hand up, so why don't you go ahead, George?
George Kirikos for the transcript. First, I'm not sure, is this the current document? Because I noticed that it's dated December 12th, 2016, but the link that we were sent this morning shows December 13th. So I don't know if it's been changed in the last 24 hours. I know Mary has her hand up. Maybe she can quickly answer that question.
Go ahead, Mary.
I can, George. And yeah, it's basically one of those dynamic headers. So and every time I go in and save it, it just basically updates the date. But we have not made any changes to the text since the last one that you saw.
Okay. George Kirikos again. Yeah, I noticed Mary incorporated the comment I sent to the mailing list last week, so that was good. As to my other comments, I noticed there's still a few typos left. If you load the document in Google Docs or MS Word, you could run spell check and see that there's a whole bunch. I'll probably enumerate those to the mailing list in the next week. But the main comment I had is to follow up on the comment earlier about the footnote numbering from Professor Swain's report. I noticed that Mary or somebody had gone through and renumbered the ones that were pointing to a wrong footnote, like the supra footnote 5 might have become footnote 76 or whatever, depending on the new numbering. I'm not sure that that was the correct solution. Like on the one hand, the entire document will be formatted the same. We'll have the same headers and footers and so on. But I think, you know, I'm a little bit concerned that if we modified Professor Swain's memo, even to just, you know, renumber the footnotes, we might introduce new errors into the document. So that's something that we should, you know, maybe discuss, whether we want to have it a separate section, which was verbatim his report, and just start the numbering from page one and start the footnotes from one, or try to modify the document in order to have all the footnotes be renumbered in order to have the same formatting as the current document. But people might want to weigh in on that issue.
Yeah, thank you, George. It was my understanding from, this is Phil for the record, from email exchanges that staff was going to fix that and that in the final published report, the footnotes would be numbered in an identical manner as in the original Swain memo. I see Mary's hand up. Do you want to comment on that, Mary?
Actually, just exactly what you said, Phil. You know, obviously, when we pasted the whole thing in and then didn't have a chance to really go through all the formatting, but it seems to be best to just leave Professor Swain's memo entirely as is, so we will fix that. And essentially what you'll see in the annex is that where there are footnotes to the Swain memo will be exactly the ones that he had and numbered the way he had them.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think that's the best solution, just and I don't think it presents any technical issues to do it that way. So, all right, do others have any comments the extent you've been able to review this document? Does anyone else have any comments on any aspect of it, be it typographical, substantive, whatever? Now's your chance to raise it on the call. Well, hearing and seeing no one, I won't surmise that everyone thinks this document is perfect as is. I'll surmise that others like myself haven't had a chance to fully review it yet. Petter, go ahead.
Yeah, just thanks, Petter here. Just quickly wanted to say that I think it looks very good as is right now, and I perfectly agree with, I think I'm made a note on the mailing list also for George's suggestion. It's important that Professor Swain's report and comments can be read as they are delivered to us, so that nobody can say that we have made any changes, special changes of it, in order to prove a specific point that we have in a working group. So everybody can read the report as it is and make their own conclusions compared to what we have done. So thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. And I'm in full agreement. So I think this, I'm just checking the chat room to see what's come up while I've been listening to people speak. Okay, and Mary has said it would be helpful if people can email the full list with their suggestions instead of doing a direct edit. I think that's, let's help our staff rather than sending in, if everyone sends in different edits, it's more taxing on staff than just to prepare an email that lists the edits you suggest and circulate it to everybody. And that makes it easier for staff to make those final changes. So given that there doesn't seem to be much comment on the draft now, today is the 15th of December. Let me propose this for discussion. And I'm going to propose that we set a deadline for people to suggest any further edits of this draft. It could be either 1 week from today, or it could be, which would be the 22nd, or Friday the 23rd. I'm indifferent to which one it is. When is staff off, Mary? Are you off the whole week between Christmas and New Year's? I can't.
We are indeed.
Okay. So, yes. All right, so let's do this. Let's propose that we get everything in by a week from today, the 22nd. That gives staff a full day after while they're still working to review, and I suspect we're not getting any major edits submitted at this point for staff. And then staff's off for a week. So I'd suggest we set the 22nd, give everybody, it's a lengthy document, and there's holiday parties and people have other work. So give everyone a week to look this over and submit any suggested edits, and do so by circulating an email to the entire list so that other members of the working group see that as well as staff. And then staff is off between Christmas and New Year's. And let me look at the calendar. Hold on. So in January, staff will have all suggested edits by the 22nd. Let's give them until the first week of January sometime. We'll leave it to them no later than the end of the week, Friday the 6th, but give them time after they get back to consolidate any comments that come in, suggestions for changes, and circulate one final document that just for everyone to look at. At that point, everyone will have seen suggested edits and had a chance to say, good point, or I'm not comfortable with that change. But what they're going to circulate for us to look at the week of January 2nd will be the final document. They'll get it to us by the 6th. We'll have a chance to look at it, and then the week of the 9th, put it out for comment on the official, for public comment at the ICANN website. And that would give folks till mid-February. Let's say it's put out on January 9th. That would give until about around the end of the week of around February 17th, 18th would be the end of the comment period. So we'll have all the comments in by mid-February. The Copenhagen meeting is a few weeks later. We may have a chance to finalize the document. It all depends on the number of comments we get and the nature of the comments. I expect we'll get some very supportive comments and some which take exception to what we've recommended, and we'll have to decide how to handle all of those. Some may raise legal issues or policy issues that we missed somehow, so we can't really predict how long that'll take. So that's my suggestion, that we set next Thursday, the 22nd, as the final date for any member of this working group to suggest any edits to the document before us, that we expect staff to incorporate all those changes and get us a final document, not for further editing, but just for our information, by the end of the first week of January, and that it's put out for public comment sometime in the second week of January. Does that sound like a reasonable plan to members of the subcommittee? And Mary, I see your hand up. Did staff have any comments on the feasibility of that proposal?
We don't. We actually would like to express our thanks to you and the working group for being very considerate of the time that we can have to make the update, so thank you very much. We did want to raise the question of the public comment period. As I think everybody knows, the minimum period is 40 days, and Phil, I think that's what you were calculating when you looked at the January-February timeframe going to Copenhagen. It is possible for a working group to have a longer comment period if they feel that the circumstances might need it. We haven't heard anything from anyone in this group about this, but we thought that since we're setting dates, we would raise that as a reminder in case that's something that the group feels might be necessary in this instance. And then bearing in mind, the other point I wanted to make is that we can certainly start meeting before the public comment period is closed, depending on whether we get any comments and how substantive they are. I think, Phil, you noted in an earlier call that we tend to only get the substantive comments towards the end of a comment period anyway, but right. We do have that option. And so if we are doing a 40-day comment period, which is the minimum, we would have a couple of weeks before Copenhagen if we start meeting after that is done. So it seems to us that if you want to have a longer comment period, even going up to Copenhagen, the schedule will allow for it. So that's why we wanted to raise it.
Yeah, thanks for raising that, Mary. And my personal view, and I'm open to any input from the co-chair or other members of the group, is that I don't think that this report is so complicated that it requires more than 4 days. Having said that, we can always, there have been extensions of comment periods that were originally scheduled for 40 days. If we hear from the community that they think that's an inadequate time period, but I think anticipating that there may be some lively discussion in Copenhagen on the report, that it would be good to have at least a few weeks to digest the comments and think about a reaction. If we had a 60-day comment period, it wouldn't close until late February, early March, and would give us very little time to really digest the comments, and assuming that the bulk come in at the end of the comment period before we got to Denmark. I think it would be better for us and better for a useful session in Denmark to have time to consider all the comments for a few weeks before we go there. I do agree that for right now we should assume that our next call will be toward the end or just after the close of the comment period, but if we note that there's rather extensive comments before then, we can always schedule something in late January or early February before the comment period closes to start discussing the comments that have come in. So I'll stop there. I see Petter's hand up. And go ahead, Petter.
Thanks, Petter. Just a more practical question. Is it possible to, in the last minute, if we see that it's needed to extend the public comment period, because as I see it right now, it would be good to have the normal period of time. But let's see what we I mean, you never know what we will get from, especially from GAC, for instance. So if we have the possibilities, if there are specific circumstances, to extend it, but start with a normal time, I think that would be good.
Yes, Per, and I've seen many ICANN comment periods that originally scheduled for, you know, whatever the original time, that had been extended due to community requests for more time. But I think we ought to start with a default position of the standard 40 days and only consider further extension, which would make it more difficult to prepare for Copenhagen if there's substantial input from the community that they need another week or two to comment, would be my view on that. And I see check marks from David Marr and George Kirikos, which I assume would be indications of general support for the proposal I laid out. I hope I'm correct in that. So is there further oral comment on this? Yeah, go ahead, George.
George Kirikos for the transcript. Conceivably, we could even have like an information session during the comment period, if that would help ensure that there's that all the comments are received, you know, within the 40 days. Like we might want to have like an information session, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, open to all who might want to, you know, go over the report or something like that. Just
are you suggesting some type of webinar, George?
Right, exactly. That was what I was thinking. But you know, I'm not sure if that's typical or if people would rather just wait until the fixed ICANN meeting date in Copenhagen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll ask staff. I'm not. Are webinars ever held while a draft report is out for public comment?
Hi, Phil, George, everyone. This is Mary from staff. It's not something that is mandatory, obviously, as we all know. It's not necessarily something that's done on a regular basis. And Steve will correct me if I'm wrong, but my recollection is that at least increasingly in recent times, we've seen a couple of things like that from a few groups. I want to say that it may have happened for the privacy proxy PDP that concluded. Either it happened or we talked about it and it was a different session. So it's certainly possible. And George, thanks for thinking of that. It's a great suggestion. Given the, I guess, not just the complexities of this topic, but also the history of this topic and the level of community interest in this topic, it may actually be something that we might want to consider doing after we publish the initial report.
Yeah, I think it has some merit. I don't know that we have to make a decision today on that, but it might make some sense to schedule a webinar a few weeks after the report is issued, after people have had an initial opportunity to review it, just to explain it and to answer any questions that would assist people in making their comments. So I'm open to that. I think we can determine that by email exchange and don't necessarily have to reach that decision today, but it might be useful. We might even ask in the public comment whether before people comment they would find a webinar useful where they could get that input in very quickly and give us some indication of how many in the community would find that helpful. So I guess I'm saying we should take it under advisement but not make a decision today on whether or not to hold a webinar in late January or early February. And I don't hear any objections to that. So, all right. Well, so circling back, we have, I believe, reached consensus that all members of the working group will have 1 week from today until December 22nd to submit any further suggested edits, changes, additions to this document that we've all received from staff the other day and which is being displayed now, that and that those suggestions will be made by email to the entire list, not by submitting an individual markup of the document that only staff sees. So that way everyone in the working group can see any comments and suggestions coming from any other member of the working group. That staff will then have the week off between Christmas and New Year's, that by the end of the first week of January, staff will provide us with a final copy of the report that will contain all the accepted edits that come in from the working group, that the only review at that point will be if someone catches some typo or grammatical error. That's all substantive changes will be done over the next week. That final document will only be available to us for a few days for review for grammatical and typographical concerns, that by the end of the following week it will be published for public comment for the standard 40-day period, that the working group will consider the advisability of holding a webinar in late January or early February to provide an opportunity to interact with members of the ICANN community and answer any questions they may have before they submit comments, and that the next call will be at the call of the chairs. It may not occur until right around the end or just after the end of the public comment period, but if we get extensive input prior to the end, we may well hold at least one call while the public comment period is still open to begin discussing the comments that have already been received. So I think that sums everything up, and if anyone has objections to that or think I've misstated anything, please make it known now. And otherwise, that's the plan, and we can end the call in a few minutes. Okay, well, no hands up, no voices heard. So we're going to wrap up here in about 2 minutes. Again, I want to thank everyone. From my co-chair to all the members of the working group on today's call and all the other members who have stuck with us for more than 2 years to bring this project to this point and this very substantial and well-reasoned document that we have before us. There will be no more calls this year. The first call in 2017 will be at the call of the chair. And that you've heard the plan. Staff will circulate an email stating that plan to the working group list in the next 24 hours so that even those members who are not on today's call are aware of what the plan is. And Mary, I suggest when you circulate that, you attach the report again so it's right there and tell them they've got a week to provide input on further edits, and that's the end. That'll be our preliminary report and the matter for doing that on the email list. And then we'll next talk sometime in 2017, and that'll be at the call of the chairs depending on subsequent circumstances. So any final words, Petter? Oh, and we've lost Petter. That's right. He said he had to drop off at about the 30-minute mark. So on behalf of both Petter and myself, I want to thank everyone for all the hard work on this and all the contributions to the document, and wish you all a very happy and healthy holidays and a very successful and healthy and satisfying new year. And please take a little time over the next week to review this document and submit any final suggestions in regard to it. And other than that, we're done for 2016, and we're on track to complete this project by early spring of 2017. And thank you all, and have a great day and a great week and great holidays. Goodbye.
Thanks very much, Phil, everybody. Happy holidays.
Thanks to our excellent staff for all their hard work. Goodbye.
And once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Lance, if you could please stop all recordings.